Good morning, everybody. Welcome to This Was Your Idea. Now you got me under pressure, because now I'm trying to remember what I said in the past, and I feel like I'm trying to wing it, but now I'm trying to like anti-wing it, and this means nothing to you. This is a behind-the-scenes conversation, but now Taylor is torturing me now. It's like an extra thought. But welcome to This Was Your Idea. It's a show where me and my homie here, we come up with topics. We throw at each other each week. We each present our own topic. I come up with one. He comes up with one. We go back and forth. The goal is to see who's better at it, and we take a tally. I think the score is like 6-0 me.
Jeez.
We'll see. No, we just can trade topics and just talk about whatever you want, honestly. And do you want to go ahead and introduce yourself? I know I've introduced you already, but
I'm Taylor.
See, you screwed me up.
I didn't do anything.
You incepted a thought in my head, like, oh, I'm gonna bomb this intro.
No. Also, I'd love to know the math of you have 6, I have 0, and this is like episode 19.
Hey, like, you can have a tie. Yeah. You can have a tie. No.
What's up?
How have you been?
How have I been? Wow. Well, it's been a while, but I'm good. Good, thank you. Just flying by the year, and trying to avoid any spoilers for Final Fantasy VII Rebirth.
Oh God! Oh, so yeah, I just wanted to shoot the shit with you, honestly, because yeah,
shoot the shit.
I've been running.
So
this...
Are you trying to tell me you have a shit topic?
Yeah, I don't have any. I just wanted to see we changed to a shorter format, which kind of edited out one of our.
Subtopics,
which always, basically, we would always, I would
do
say.
Two topics.
Yeah, we do two topics, take too long, so I just kind of like, I'm going to use my idea, this was my idea, just kind of shoot the shit, let's see what's up.
Shoot the shit, like, pick my brain, what's
because,
up?
Because, like, before I realized it, like, I woke up yesterday.
Well, that's good. Congratulations, Dre.
Yeah, I woke up yesterday, I'm, like, doing some business stuff on the back end, I looked at the date,
that's,
and I was like.
That's the code for potty. He's going to the bathroom.
It's not code. It's code for like, it's 3 a.m. Okay, this is code
woke up at 3 a.m?
No, I woke up, I'm working on my computer, I'm doing business, and I realize, holy shit, 3 months have gone by, and I like that. So I'm just like,
in the year?
Just in the year. Like,
context,
time, like, so.
Context.
And for just for context, it's because the studio I ran out right now, I have technically until August to make a choice if I want to keep renting out this exact room if I want to move somewhere else. So, like, I'm now 5 months till. So I have a deadline date in my head. So the fact that it's so far in the year.
On paper as well, apparently.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. In my head on paper, it's like I have till August 24th to make a choice.
What's up?
Stay or go, right? So to me, there's just a lot riding on that. It's just the idea that so much time has passed by without me even recognizing. Like, holy shit, I didn't realize I'm less than 5 months until I have to make a decision. All this to say, like, so much time has passed by, so I was like, you know, trying to catch up with everybody and see what they're doing. So how are you doing? It's just really that. How are you doing?
People know our schedule think like, oh, you guys see each other every week. You guys don't know. You guys don't talk. You know, we do. We talk through the week and chat, whatever, and we share things, talk about things. No, I'm doing good. Good. I'm not sure. I know you're missing money bags, but
fuck, I wish. I did get a good, decent refund, but that just goes back into.
Oh, I did too. So my refund, my situation. So this goes back to, am I the asshole? So I was put.
And you just did the same thing I do. I don't know why. I'm wondering if it's like a nervous tick. I keep doing this. Like,
I know these mics
pick up very well.
Yeah, I don't. I just kind of. I feel my. I don't know. For some reason, I see it moving.
Yeah.
Because like when the whole room shakes, and sometimes it'll move and like, oh, I need to stabilize it. But so refund wise, I always put for a while. It was single zero. This is across the board, right? And then so after I got married, I was told. I used to put single zero because the first time we did one time we did married joint, it didn't work out for us very well.
Oh.
It raised our bracket, and then so
you know that,
I could have swore I said go ahead.
Just to catch you up on that.
Catch me
and
up.
This might be my interpretation because I don't know shit about taxes, but
here you are with your opinion. What's up, buddy?
My opinion is very specific. The guy who did my taxes, he says the government doesn't fucking care if you put singled or married. They're going to do it on their end, married. Uh-huh. They don't see, is if you're married, even though you wrote single, filing, I'm filing single, da da da, or if you find a joint on their end, it doesn't matter. Yeah. So and that's all I heard. Now, there might be zero truth to that. That might be 100% true. But he was, when I went to do our taxes, because one year we did, the first year we did jointly married. Next year we did single filed. He's like, you know, it doesn't matter, right? It's because the government will see you as this way. They just give you an option to pick that. If you're like, because when you say single, they assume like you're single, I live alone kind of thing.
Yeah.
If you put married but file single, you both do that. They technically on their end will still file a jointly. But
yeah.
Sorry.
No. Yeah. I mean, that's, from our understanding, is just putting married, you get more money back. Or paycheck,
yeah,
you get a little more than a single zero. So, I use my business to assist in taxes, as I'm sure you do too. Yes, but people who own businesses use it to assist them, help with the tax break.
Just for the record, all businesses do it. We're not fucking assholes.
Yeah, no.
We're like the business. We're getting back. Fucking Donald Trump paid like zero. You're in taxes because he uses his like business.
Everybody does that.
Yeah.
Every person of wealth does that.
Yeah. And they find more clever ways of doing that shit.
Yeah, they pay people a lot more money.
Like,
yeah.
In terms of like, if you want morality, we're on a lower end if we're actually doing it.
And everything's right. Everything is above board. Yeah. Everything is legal. We're not doing anything that's illegal. So you use your company, you claim losses or gains, whatever.
Yeah.
You claim losses to assist you lowering your tax bracket. Yeah. And to kind of, you know, for taxes or whatever you have to pay.
Yeah.
So I used mine to help us out, and last year I think we didn't get a whole lot back, and then I kept telling my wife like, that's something that you did something wrong on your end on your taxes. That's why my business is helping us kind of even out and kind of get money back. This year turns out, and my wife's like, we made pretty much the same amount throughout the year. How much, why am I getting, why are you, you know, again, the difference, the back, you know, is different. And I'm like, well, let me see. I don't know. I'm like, well, she's like, are you single zero? I'm like, yeah, I'm single zero. You are single zero. It's always your fault. And I was getting on her about that. Went back to my taxes. I had married zero on mine. So she's like, you're man. She got all pissy at me about that. So I'm like, okay, fine. I'm all, you know what? Fine. In that case, I apologize. I'm sorry. It's my bad. So this time, any tax break, any refund we get, just you and my daughter. I am all give my daughter, give, you know, our daughter some. And we always do. We give like $1,000 or so in her account, and then we split. I said, fine. If you're all pissy about that, fine. I understand. Take it. Well, give me $100. I want to buy a game. That's it. That's all I want to do.
Yeah.
And then so I took $100. She's like, well, we're getting this back this much. She wanted it. I'm like, no, I told you I don't want it. No, if you're upset, then fine. I'll even it out. I'll do my part too. I'll smooth the playing field. Well, fine. You can have it back. And I'm all, but also know that my business did help us out to get you that much. So please know, keep that in mind. Because legally, legally, you can claim losses on a business 2 out of every 5 years. If you do it more than 2 out of every 5 years, you get red flagged, and it's just why you can keep doing business, and it's a loss. So, just FYI, that some people do that. So, that was a tax situation, but no. So I got the tax refund. Actually, even it didn't do a whole lot. Like I said, the business helped out, and she got a decent refund back. Well, she did, because I gave it to her. And my daughter got her $1,000 or so. But we make sure that every time we get child credit for our daughter, we give that to her. So right now she has. So it's only fair. Like, why would we take her child credit? It's her money. So we give it to her in account.
I don't think it's fair. I don't think the child credit is for you. Like, the government is giving you money because it's not.
But there are some parents who take the money and like, oh, child credit, it's my money.
But I think it is your money because it's your money to take care of her.
Yeah.
So you giving it to her is, I think, honestly defeating the purpose, because it's not like she has a job, or it's not like, because like they give you an extra $1,000 so you can buy food, drink, shelter, and needs for your, not as a reward for you, but basically money that's going to eventually filter down back to the child anyway.
Yeah.
You're just putting it in, it's like you being extra nice because you're taking what they give you and you're giving it to her.
Yes. And at 3.5 years old, She can, at this point, she has enough money to buy a brand new car.
Really?
Yes, that's she good. Does. Yeah. So, yeah, my wife opened up like one of those like a Roth IRA.
Oh, that's
and,
like, really good.
So she's getting this interest upon interest, and she's just. She's at home playing with everything.
What kind of car? Like a Tesla? Or are we talking like
we're talking about a good $16,000 to $20,000 car.
That's good. Hey.
Yeah,
it was good. Yeah.
So when she's 18, she'll have a decent chunk of change in her account.
That is.
But that's only because and we didn't want to be the parents who
Roth IRA. You can't take out until you're 55.
Or whatever it was. Well, no, I'm sorry, not Roth IRA.
Okay, I'm saying
it was an IRA. Where are my wife order for a CD?
Unless
I forget.
Okay, because I'm not super good.
I forget what she said, but I know that some of you can't take you can put money in, but you can't take money out.
Yeah, a Roth IRA. I think you have to wait until you retire. I mean, you can. Okay, let me take it back. You can take money out of your Roth IRA, but you get taxed on it heavily. Yeah. I think you have to wait till retirement. I think again. I only know because I look this stuff up sometimes, but I don't. Know it so well.
I know. She did all that. She went to the bank. She said, I transferred this amount of money to this. And I'm like, cool.
That's good. That's really good.
Whatever. That's as long as it's for her and she's in the future, that's her money. She can buy whatever she wants. Like I said, she can buy a brand new car, brand new fucking house. It probably at her when she turns 18.
I mean, that's good. Like, yeah. And not just shit on my parents or nothing, but I didn't get anything like that. And again, not to shit on them. It's just they weren't as good as money or they didn't have as much money. And yeah. To be gifted that as a child, I think, because like I paid for the majority of my college. Obviously, my mom did help out a lot for that, but it would have been great to have that like that. So I always, if you can go to college and not have to get a job, that is your best bet. So if you can go to college and just say pay your college rent and you have enough money on the side to do other stuff, that is super great because all that doing that other stuff does is bogs your ability to, one, experiment on what you want to do in life, two, fucks up your classes. Like, if you're at work late, you're not doing homework, unless you have a job that allows you to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that college degree, and this is just my opinion, I don't know. College degrees are shit.
This is just your idea?
Yeah. But, yeah, if you can work, I would say, like, if you can not work and go to college, that is the ideal path. A lot of people get jobs in college, like, that's something that sounds great on paper, but it bogs you down. I think so. That'd be great.
You understand that paying taxes, like you pay your tuition back, but then for the rest like 10 or so years that you're paying just taxes, you're paying interest. Sorry, on your tuition.
Yeah.
I know. Like my wife had help from a neighbor who paid for everything, plus she had financial aid, so she got
good.
She got taken care of, so she didn't have to pay shit.
Really good. My sister, my dad. Paid it for my sister.
Right on.
And her tuition was like four times what I paid.
Oh my!
And years like, damn, Dad, what was that charity when I was going to college? But like I said, like that was good for her because she didn't have to work in that time.
Yeah.
So like she got a double major, and good now she makes like I don't know how much she makes, but it's more than like $130K a year.
Oh my, really?
Like coming out of college. So yeah, so she got in good. That's what I'm saying. If you can just focus on your studies, and then you can, like, anything you do in college should either, like,
directly
guide
impact your
future. Work. Whereas for me, I was working three jobs, and that was, like, fucking pizza man, door guy, blah, blah, blah. Right? So
we ever talked about that? Past jobs we've had?
We did talk about it. I've had, like, I think 16 past jobs.
Jesus Christ, son.
Mostly focusing on IT.
Not Pizza Man. Pizza Man.
No, I made a pizza. I was never actually Pizza Man.
Making pornos or what?
No. See, with my past jobs, I mean,
I didn't mean to get the top. You want to talk?
No. I'm sorry to say, I mostly work as IT in most of my jobs, or no, it's mostly IT or staff.
How many of you got fired from?
I've only been fired from two jobs at like 16. Lucky. I got fired from one. I don't know. I think
the one we were together, or you left that one?
No, I left that one. I got fired from my last tech job. Well, it was really weird. People would get hired and they would be there for like 3 months to a year, and then they would be fired, let go or fired.
His contract's over because they don't pay the contract, right?
Yeah, well, Yeah, but there was no, it wasn't a contract. It was like full time, but they were just fired. He just, the boss just didn't mind firing people. Sometimes it's because, I'm assuming because like the business wasn't doing that well, so he just let people go, or sometimes they weren't great employees, so they'd be fired. I was a great employee. I would get complaints, but I was actually a great employee. I was like legit doing a job that I was hired to do.
Yeah.
Did it well enough, but I would get complaints that.
Uh-oh, Dre.
You work a job where people expect certain things, but I don't give it to like, hey, can you do this for me? No, that's not part of the rules. And because I say no, or like, oh, let me see. No, it's like, no, the boss didn't like that.
And then, even though justification was provided on your end,
justification provided, I had paperwork, and I even say like the rules are this, and he's like that would happen. So it would happen a lot.
Yeah,
I wouldn't go beyond the rules, and eventually it's kind of enough people would complain about me, like, oh, well, he told me this, and I tell my boss, you told me this, this is the fact, and like, and if you looked at the, so he didn't fight, he just, the, they just let me go because of, I honestly think they let me go because of the it was a financial business.
Okay.
So, which means, it's basically CPA, so tax seasons where they need somebody.
Yeah.
And at the tax season, there's a giant lull.
Yeah.
And then tax season, it's like, so it's like, I think taxes for businesses, like big businesses, like either they do it two or four times a year.
Uh-huh.
So that's when business was booming in, but then, and then they also had a secondary product that wasn't doing that way. It wasn't doing bad, but it's just like, once you got a customer, well, now you got to find another customer. And if you didn't find another customer, well, you're kind of stuck.
Yeah.
So I just think they let me go because of revenue. So I got fired, let go from there. I got fired from Burger King.
Oh, shit.
Because I put in my 2 weeks' notice.
I think they can do that. They can't fire you in 2 weeks' notice.
Yeah. Yeah, I got fired. I was like, it was weird. I was like, okay. Like, I was putting my 2 weeks' notice to be great, great, just being letting you know.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, oh, no, you're fired. I was like, I think he was pissed off from me putting my 2 weeks' notice in, because it was like a, to me, it was a summer job. I was about to start college, so I was like, okay, I need a job. He hired me, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to put my 2 weeks' notice in. And she was like, well, you're fired. I think he just wanted to get back at me that way when I applied for my next job.
You can say you're fired.
It doesn't
really matter. I've been fired from jobs. I just put on there, I put on my thing, what reason for you, and put let go, laid off.
Yeah. I mean, I just didn't even put it on there. Like, I got the last laugh. Like, okay, I guess you feel better.
Yeah.
I mean, I was being gracious. I'm like, I'm not.
You thought he was a Burger King.
He was like, nope, you're fired. I was like, okay, yeah. Like, I think you missed the point where I was going to leave anyway, but whatever, dude.
Deuces.
You win. But yeah, yep. So that was only two jobs. I've always like, either I was let go because one, the last job before that I was quote-unquote fired from was like the whole department was cut, and I just had to be part of that department.
So what would you consider this? The company closes on your birthday.
Like, well, that sucks. A sign from God. No, it happens.
It happened to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I went to work on my birthday. My coworker made me a cake, and I had a cake in my hand, like, and then they said, hey, everybody, door's closing. Everybody got to get your stuff.
Okay.
So I'm sitting there. I'm like, okay, well, it's my birthday. I got fired on my birthday. I have a cake. I walk into my fucking car. With everybody, everybody was running out. Everybody was like, well, get some shit. I'm like, and I was really like, literally, I'm like, well, one, I have no job now. Mm-hmm. Two, like, I saw my friends and I, because I was in IT. I was in customer service. My friends in IT had a mini fridge. I'd beat that shit out. Tossing all the mini computers in there, toss them in there, close it up, and wheel it to the car. People wheeling out chairs, trash cans, computers, monitors in their hand. Anything they could take, they took, like a goddamn fire sale.
Damn.
Like, they just took everything. I look up, and like there's the owner, like, crying and thing, blah, blah, and they were stealing from him. And then I'm like, they was like, what'd you get, Taylor? I'm like, I didn't get anything. I didn't know I was supposed to get something. I saw everything, but I was still afraid.
Oh,
I'm like, I was still afraid that I was going to get in trouble for some reason. I'm like, I just got fired on my birthday. Like, in hindsight, I'm like,
I don't.
What were they going
to
do?
I know you work, but that sounds kind of wrong to steal all the stuff because everyone's job. Like, that's still, because, like, look, like, I have a studio. As I've only been a business I've always been in business.
Don't mind me
over,
if I steal something. I leave.
Like, I've always been in business owner at heart.
Yeah.
Like, I've been running like my own stuff, but mostly like on a digital base.
Gotcha.
Like, now I have a physical space. Let's say, like, you know, I got to shut this business down. I would be living all this stuff in here I paid for, right? This isn't like some.
I mean, but you're, and I mean, the main, it was a loan company. So the main boss was pulling in like literally like millions a month, right? So,
okay.
Like,
He's
not hurting.
Okay, I guess maybe if I was pulling millions of muff from this, then I'd feel a little different. But I would still feel some way if somebody was running out with all my cameras and shit. Like, what the fuck? I would be chasing. Anyway, but yeah. No, that's crazy. I think the worst I've had in terms of my jobs is I went to work. This is how we found out we were laid off. Me, because I worked with my partner at the time, a different partner.
Yeah.
We go to work. No, I went to work because they didn't work that day. I went to work. And, my badge didn't work. I was like, bloop, bloop. I was like, that's weird. But, so, I know how to pry the door open without the badge. I was like, yeah. And then, like, nice. I go to, like, the main office. It's like, hey, yo, my badge isn't working. Like, you didn't know? The office is closed now. Like, because they changed the lock on the door. Sorry. I went to try to open the door, and I was like, that's weird.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, the office is closed. I was like, what do you mean the office is closed? I was supposed to work today. He's like, no, you don't understand. Like, they closed the office. Like, everyone there, you should have been told this, like, months ago. Like, what? No one told me anything.
Did you miss the email, Dre?
I got here at 1 in the morning because I was bored? No. There was no email. So what had happened was, apparently, because there was, like, 7 of us.
Yeah.
Everyone except for me and my partner were given notice. Because I guess we worked graveyard shift mostly.
So they didn't care about you?
So, yeah. No one bothered to mention it.
Don't give a fuck about you?
And this was apparently 3 months had when everyone else knew. And we found out. My partner found out. I was like, hey, they closed the office. He's like, what do you mean? Like, yeah, they closed the office. I'm here now and they're saying it's closed. Like, there is no more office.
And nobody in the daytime shift said anything to you or talked about it? Nothing? No, they never got brought up?
Not one. And then you would think at some point it would have came up, like, oh, hey, you know, it sucks. We're all losing our jobs. But, you know.
What?
I guess this was like, no one ever brought, mentioning it up. It was,
yeah.
So I was like, I even called my supervisor. I was like, hey, what's happening? It's like, oh, yeah. Da 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 da. I was like, what? Not a single person has mentioned this to me.
So the job we worked together, I got fired from. I'm sure you know that.
I think I did. I
sent out the email before I left. So,
did you get fired?
I got fired.
Was I? Wait, were you?
I'm not sure if you were there that day at that time. That shift. That was the morning shift. So I was like, So I remember that. It wasn't little man. It was the other guy, the lazier guy, the taller lazier guy.
Oh,
that starts with a G.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm not sure I can say names and shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
remember last.
Yeah. So he, like, I got some weird fucking vibes all day from this him. And then, so I went in there, I'm like, hey, like, what's going on? Like, he's like, oh, you have a meeting with so and so at this clock. I'm like, when the fuck were you going to tell me? Like, were you going to tell me at that time? Like, oh, go have a meeting with this person? Like, okay, cool. I guess I'm getting fired today.
Man,
okay.
That job.
So that one, like, I don't know. I remember going and I got my shit and I wrote the email. And before I took off, I fucking sent the email that and then like everybody started sending me requests for like, you know, Facebook, whatever, to keep in touch and shit. And then I'm like, okay. And I remember going there and sitting. You remember the office that you the main office?
Mike?
Yeah, Mike's office, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I remember going there, and he had a receptionist. And this receptionist, I mean, do you know what she looked like? Okay, so
I remember.
So I remember sitting there, and she was on a computer. She was two computers. There's one facing the door, which I walk into, and I sat down. She said, "Have a seat." Okay, cool. I looked over, and she was on a computer facing the wall. No, not with her back facing towards me. So I said, "I could see her screen." And she pulled up, I guess, photo bucket or something, and she started showing the pictures of her naked. And I'm like, what the fuck? And I'm like, okay, well, was I meant to see these people? Was I meant to see this? Or, like, she wanted to be, like, exhibitionist? But it was kind of weird.
Was she good looking? I don't remember her at all.
I mean, no, I don't think she was. Okay. No, she was, no, yeah. I can't describe her as I've already feel bad because of my Emily asshole like situation where I asked somebody to, so I won't describe her. No. But yeah, she okay. Yeah. Her boobs were big, but it was only proportional to other parts of her body. So let's say that.
I don't remember at all. But no, I remember Mike's.
And then I remember going there, and he's like, "Oh well," and it wasn't really even like. We got, it was for complaints from callers, because I would correct them. Yeah. I would correct them, and they didn't like that.
Well, yeah. And then, I've gotten better about that, too. Like, I just, luckily, they don't have me working with the public anymore.
Yeah. And then I remember he's like, well, just for you, I'm going to give you, I'll let you keep your insurance for the rest of the month. I'm like, isn't that supposed to do anyway? Like, I pay for the insurance for the month.
You get Cobra insurance, or it depends.
Whatever it was, you get insurance for the rest of the month. So but that was it.
Sucked that our insurance is attached to our job. Like, our livelihood is like, our ability to get a job, which some jobs come and go based on the demand. Like, if you worked at a bike shop and they go, well, people aren't buying bikes in Mir, you're fired. Hope you have a good life. And it's like, well, my insurance is attached to that. And yeah, anyway, I don't want to get too deep down that loophole because a lot of politics that are a pain in the ass. You know, like, we have like one of the worst insurances in the world.
Like, for you? Well, for the
company. I'm saying, as a country, our insurance, quote unquote, plan is rated worse than more. I think we are literally the worst out of every first world country.
So without giving away my main job's location or name, I work for a, not medical, but another type of service you get. You know, you get medical, dental, and vision, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I work for one of the other two. So our discount at offices that we own is, and we're a multi-billion-dollar company, so we're not hurting.
Mm.
Elon
Musk.
No, Jesus. my discount when I go is 90%.
Damn, I would have fucking gold teeth. I would have fucking metal adamantium skeleton shit. 90%. I would have a LASIK. I would have fucking Cyclops laser, Star Trek robot eyes.
Yeah, and my wife, my daughter, because they're my twins, they get 80% discount.
I don't get that. So I work for government, which I swear government is a great job. They have benefits better. Okay, so you guys, it sounds like you have better benefits than
I
me.
End that thought. I get 90% off, but we are a multi-billion-dollar company because they charge the insurance so fucking much money for these procedures.
Oh, okay, that
is don't. So, okay, so yeah. it is a big discount, but we also like, and my wife has gone had to use like dual insurance on her end.
I have a homie who works in he's a doctor,
yeah,
like an actual legit anesthesiologist doctor, which anesthesiologist, if you don't know, is like one of the highest salary income of any doctor in a fucking country, USA specifically.
They dope you up,
yeah. But he was telling me that, yeah, if you work in a doctor office, where you make your money is through insurance. And you can charge insurance a lot, and they're going to pay a lot. And the customer technically doesn't know because insurance covers it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he's just saying that's where the money is. Like, if you want to make money, get to a doctor's office where you're charging through insurance, and then, yeah.
So I also learned that at my company, we have over 1,000 locations throughout the U.S., right?
Mm-hmm.
Our main income comes from 25 of those. 25 of those offices make so much money that they cover salaries for the whole company. That's it. They bring in so much. They bring in so much money. These are like $1 million a month offices that come in. That you know, and they bring in so much money that they cover all of our salaries or anything, but like they cover the company. Like that pays our salary. So 80% of our salary is covered by that. So it's just like, Jesus Christ, business is profitable, but like you gotta look for like what's making it profitable.
I mean, I have a job with the government. I think if you can get a job with the government, it's great. They have good benefits, and plus there's job security. Because they're always looking for government jobs, and I...
But the wait, though. You told me about that, and the wait.
Oh, yeah, the wait. Okay, I can tell you now, I can even say this on record, if anyone's looking for an IT job in Southern... If you're good with IT and you...
It's not my job.
You live in Southern... Yeah. No, it's not my job. But I can tell you right now, they need IT at LA Superior, which is basically Los Angeles. The government in Los Angeles, greater Los Angeles, which means, you know, as far as Antelope Valley is south is Long Beach, is east is the Pomona area, and as far as west is like fucking Malibu. They need IT.
Yeah.
So if you work IT, go to governmentjobs.com, which is the actual legit website, and just type in IT. They're all hiring. They all need somebody.
But is there a wait?
Depends. I can tell you specific places. Okay, so it's complicated where they have the system to get into the court. It sucks. You apply in January, you might not get a call back in December. But right now they need people. So if you apply in January, you might get tested in February. You might be in as early as like May. So like 5 months. But again, I say just apply. You don't, even if it sounds like you don't have the qualifications, they just put that there so like to weed out the bad elements, so to speak.
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, all those always say teachable. When I apply somewhere, I don't know this, but I'm teachable.
Yeah.
And that is
like, and that's very good job, because even though I have all these qualifications, I have higher qualifications with it.
Ooh, Mr. Smarty Pants, too.
Well, no, I'm just saying.
Money like, bag, smarty pants.
But I'm saying, like, even with those, the stuff they wanted in terms of qualifications, I've never even had to use. It's like, oh, it'd be good if you know Ajax, SQL, blah, 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 which I know some, but not like I barely know it.
But all you're doing is crane accounts
in
AD.
I've never not once touched. At best, I could rec. They had a line of code that was in SQL. But I'm saying, out of the 4 or 5 years I've worked
IT. I know Python.
Yeah. 4 or 5 years I've worked IT, I've ever had to look at two lines of SQL code and like, okay, I know what this is doing.
Yeah.
And it wasn't, even if I didn't know, I could just say, hey, what does this do? Like, oh, it does this. So I don't know why they put it on my application. Like, oh, you'd be great if you know.
It'd be great if you knew that.
Yeah.
You don't need to know it, but it'd be nice to know that you know that.
Like it was, so I'm just saying, go to governmentjobs.com and apply for the IT positions. Even if it doesn't sound like you apply.
Even if you're showing high school, go and apply for it.
Just apply, and then, like, worst case scenario, you don't get the job. They just say, oh, you don't apply. Okay, what do you do? But if you get
through the ego is struck.
No, if you get through the process, they just need to know that you know IT.
Yeah.
They will actually test you. Like, that. They had me do a test where it was really weird. I apparently had a different test than everyone else. Because I've talked to them all. They're like, wait, that's not how my test was. Like, what? That? And I talked to all, like, five of them. They're like, that's not how my test went. But I had this really weird test where they had me, like, do different IT tasks. Like, you know, change a printer, print out things, and, like, look this up. And, like, how would you change the display? Or would you? It was, like, basic IT stuff. So if you know basic IT, you're good. But apparently no one else had to do that but me. And I was like, what? And they're like, yeah. And then I had to take this other test. Or everyone says they just looked up all the answers online and answered it, like, because part of that. I took the test. They had a guy watching me on webcam.
Oh, shit.
And I had to put, like, show him my room to make sure I wasn't hiding anything. They made me tear my notes afterwards and throw them away. And then when I took the test, because I was like.
Are you sure they fucking with you?
No, this is how my test was when I took it. And I asked everyone, like, no, that's not. I just took it online and I looked up all the answers.
Make sure nothing's in your clothes.
Yeah,
sit in your underwear.
Luckily, I had a room with mirrors, so they could see all around me. But I was like, "Well, fuck! You should have just had me go to a fucking testing center if you thought I was going to cheat."
They had you in your sex room.
Only I took that test for whatever reason. I'm saying they have tests, IT jobs, LA Superior's hiring. Yeah, but this was my idea. We're just kind of catching up, shooting this shit. This is good, Kevin. That show for you, like, you know, we talk every week because I started this business. Because you're doing your business and you have a life. he brought up his little child, so he spends a lot of time with, and his wife. And I've been busy with this and work. No, work has been the reason I know we need IT people. His work has been very busy because
Jay wants to work less. Thank
you. A couple people have moved different departments, and our business is now ramped up because, if you don't know, California's infusing tech and pretty much all the government portions, because they're like, hey, we're behind. And all the hacking, so there are a lot of IT jobs available. Anyway,
yes.
So I've been busy. So anyway, just catching up. Just actually, like, I haven't had time to just sit down and just catch up.
Yes.
We're always talking business these days.
Yes. Business.
All our conversations, like, hey, we're going
to
do for this.
We have to schedule hangout time.
Yeah. Like, I feel like, you have to schedule it with your friends nowadays. Once you hit, like, 35, kind of hanging out, it's like a...
I haven't hit that year yet, so I don't know, Dre.
Yeah. It's a little hard. So, yeah, no, it's good to catch up with you. And it's my idea, Dre. Like and subscribe. And how are you doing? How are you feeling? I just want to hear. Like, I don't have time to sit down. Like, I feel like somehow I've fallen back into the rat race by accident. So, yeah, we'll just try to take a break every catch now up. And then. So, yeah, catching up. And, yeah, catch you later.
See you later.
Peace. Or catch up with you later. Peace.
Theater. I guess. All right.